So let's talk about the pros to buying a turnkey property. So number one, it is fully rehabbed, right? So you don't have to do any kind of work to this property. You don't have to think about it, really. You don't have to think about rehab because if it's done well, then it is good to go. It is rent ready. And so what that means to you, like what is the pro about that? Well, the pro is that there's going to be less vacancy with that property. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Birmingham Real Estate Investor Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Sutton, and we are back. We're back from summer break. We're back from some vacations, from a lot of travel. Plus, it is a very busy season for our business, for our Evernest business. As you can imagine, we manage around 5,000 properties across the country, mainly in the Southeast and Midwest. And there are a lot of tenants that move out, a lot of people who rent properties during this time. So our people are extremely busy. But we are back and we're glad to be back here on this podcast because we've got some exciting news, and I want to share that with you really before we kick off on our subject today. A couple of really exciting things is we are in the process of creating a national podcast. And the reason is like one that is not just focused on Birmingham. And the reason is because, like I said, we manage close to 5,000 properties around the country. We have insights into markets like Columbus, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, Nashville, Chattanooga, Little Rock, Jackson, I mean, Detroit. So we are going to start bringing on some incredible guests from around the country, from some of our own, from the markets that we work in. And we're going to share a lot of information that I think you'll be interested in, like boots on the ground type information. We're also, in this podcast, we're also going to be talking about other, it's not just going to be about rental property. It's going to be also about wholesaling and flipping, anything real estate related. We want to bring it to the table. We want to make sure that we're providing some valuable information for you. So having said that, we like I've already recorded some podcasts from our Columbus broker, and she's been on a couple of the episodes with me, and it's just really amazing. So I wanted to also give you an update on our brokerage side of the business. That is us finding properties for investors just like you in our markets. Now we have really done an incredible job here in Birmingham, and this is kind of our home base. We know Birmingham really, really well, but now we're starting to buy properties for investors in Columbus, Ohio, in Atlanta, in Jackson, in Memphis, even. Like, this is our newest market. So if you are interested, I just want to reiterate, we had this on one of the past podcasts. I just want to reiterate, if you're interested in one of our agents who are buying properties for real estate investors, if you're interested in them reaching out to you, go to our website, evernest.co, and go to the page. It'll be evernest.co/pocket-listings. And if you're interested, fill out your information. We are staffing up. So we've got a lot of agents and they're working through leads. They're getting in touch with investors. And so I think that'll be something that you really want to look into. All right. So today I want to talk about a subject that gets a lot of attention. And that's really when we have new investors reach out to us, a lot of times they're trying to consider, am I more suited to buy turnkey properties or am I more suited to buy discounted properties and be involved in the rehab and placing the tenant in there and all of that? So I want to talk to you about the pros and the cons of both. And this will help you make a decision, which one should you do? Like, should you buy a turnkey property? And when I'm saying turnkey, this is what I mean. A property that has already been purchased, been fully rehabbed, and a tenant placed in the property, right? So I know several people that do this in different markets. I know investors that have bought from turnkey providers. So that is what I'm thinking about versus buying a discounted property. Maybe it's on the market, like on MLS. Maybe it's an off-market deal. Maybe find it through a wholesaler. You know, there's all kind of ways that you can find these properties. So which one should you do? So let's talk about the pros to buying a turnkey property. So number one, it is fully rehabbed, right? So you don't have to do any kind of work to this property. You don't have to think about it, really. You don't have to think about rehab because if it's done well, then it is good to go. It is rent ready. And so what that means to you, like what is the pro about that? Well, the pro is that there's going to be less vacancy with that property, right? So there's definitely going to be less vacancy. And you are getting a property that's already rented. Most of the time in these turnkey properties, the tenant has recently been placed in the property. You do want to check though. If you are considering a turnkey property, that has a tenant in it, you always want to look at the lease. You always want to know what the term of the lease is. I know people who recently have purchased properties and the lease was ending. They bought what they thought was a turnkey property, but the lease was ending and the tenant turned in notice. And another investor I know bought several properties and he had several vacancies come about really quickly. So that would be something to watch for. But a pro to turnkey, pro number one is they're fully rehabbed. Number two, some, not all of these, but a vast majority of them already have tenants placed, like I mentioned before. So you are literally getting instant income, right? So again, check with the lease, check with the rental rate. Something else I'd also ask you to do is when you're looking at the lease or when you're examining, you know, the tenant that's placed in there, you want to check the rental rate. So why is this important? Why would you even, so if you are buying this property and you know it's leased for $1,100, $1,200, why would you want to check and make sure that is a good term? Well, because if a tenant is overpaying for a property, there's a couple of reasons they would do that. Number one is they're not a tremendous tenant. So maybe they have a higher risk of delinquency. And so they're willing to pay more. Or number two, they don't know the area all that well. And they're willing to pay more. And then what happens is these residents will figure out that the same property, same amenities, same bedrooms, bathrooms down the street rents for or leases for $200 less a month. And so these residents become short-term tenants and you have higher turnover. And then when we get these properties as the property manager, we're like, hey, it's going to be very difficult to rent it for that. It was over rented. So I say that just as a word of caution, but that it is a pro that you already have a tenant in there. It means you have instant income, right? Number three is lower maintenance because of the rehab. So if the rehab is done well, then you should have all the plumbing taken care of, all the electrical taken care of. You should have fresh paint, new carpet, maybe the countertops are new. The cabinets have usually been repainted and looking really good. And so you are not going to come in there and the normal wear and tear that a tenant is going to place on that property is not going to be so tremendous that you're going to have a lot of maintenance issues right off the bat versus buying a house, let's just say that hasn't been turnkey, so it hasn't been rehabbed, but yet has a tenant in there. What you're going to find is you're inheriting a very lived-in property. And more than likely, if you buy it, the tenant's been there for 3 or 4 years, a major rehab hasn't been done in the past 3 or 4 years, then you're going to have regular maintenance issues, especially if the house is a little bit older. And just depending on how rough the resident is on the property. So lower maintenance for these newer turnkey properties. And then I'd say another pro to purchasing turnkey is really like this came about as out-of-state investing became a big thing as California investors, people from New York, Florida, all over the place started finding these pockets of the U.S. that had great value. And so the pro is if you're out of state, you just don't have the stress of worrying about a rehab. And, you know, that is going to cause a lot of stress if you have a property that is, not been rehabbed, this is definitely something that you would want to consider. So there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of coordination that would have to go on. There is a lot of, unless you're going to fly into town every, you know, few weeks to check on the rehab, or every week, there is going to be a lot of trust you're going to place in vendors and people who are doing the work for you. So those are the pros to turnkey investing. And I think a lot of people like it. If it, like financially, if it makes sense, I know a lot of investors who have done well doing this. Like they've purchased their first property was a turnkey property and they did well. And again, like I mentioned, we've had some turnkey providers on the show before. So what are the cons, I would say, or what are the things you need to watch out for when it comes to turnkey properties? So number one, I would say is you're more than likely overpaying for that property. And I don't, you know, not that it's not going to appraise for that, but you're paying more than you would if you were to purchase the property and rehab it. So you're going to have less equity in that property. So in my opinion, I've seen that happen. And what happens is, you know, you look at the pro forma and you think, oh, this spreadsheet makes all the sense in the world. And you end up buying what you think is a good deal. So, but you could be overpaying for it. So that would be a con. Another one is, number two is, you likely don't know anything about the resident that they put in. About the tenant. And so, like I mentioned before, you want to examine the lease. You want to look at the terms of the lease and make sure that, hey, that's not just now coming up for renewal in the next month. You want to make sure that the rental rate is good. And not that you have a lot of say. Now, if you're placing a tenant yourself, you have 100% say of the tenant. You get to handle your own screening requirements, but you don't know the screening requirements of the turnkey provider. And so this is something that you may want to ask. What kind of screening criteria did you use to find this tenant? And then the third thing is most turnkey proformas are not taking into consideration like all of the facts. So we want to be clear, and we want to be sure that we are dealing with just facts when we are considering buying these properties, these turnkey properties. And so I have seen, I can't tell you how many spreadsheets I've seen from different turnkey providers over the years where things that were missing were, I would say, taxes were reduced. So when you're buying a property here in Birmingham, you're going to be paying non-homestead taxes, which are in Jefferson County, which are double the homestead taxes. So that is something that is typically not in the pro forma. Something else I would say that's in the pro forma that probably is not great is just the amount of appreciation that I've seen in these spreadsheets. They're showing massive appreciation over, you know, just like appreciation you get in really nice areas of Birmingham. And honestly, that's just not all true. It's like not all there. So if you're buying in a low to moderate income area, if you're buying in a C or D area, which you need to be clear on if they are a C or D area, you're likely not going to have that type of appreciation because the retail market is not as strong. So if you're buying in certain areas of the West End, if you're buying in certain areas of Woodlawn or Eastlake or Centerpoint or any of these areas, I'm not saying the retail market is non-existent. It's there, but it is not as strong as other areas of Birmingham. And so the appreciation that gets baked into some of these spreadsheets are, I think, just a little bit much. And then also, I think the fourth thing is a con is you aren't really assured of the quality of the rehab. So you weren't able to check the rehab. You don't know what was wrong with the property in the beginning, like what the issues were. And so you may be getting a property that is like lipstick on a pig. And again, this is not at all bashing turnkey property providers, because we know some really good ones, but I just want you to be aware of the pros and the cons. So that is turnkey. Now let's turn our attention to what are the pros and the cons of buying a property that needs to be rehabbed. So one that is not, like, let's just say a tenant just moved out. So we have some of these in our own portfolio where the tenant moves out and the owner is just like, hey, you know what? It's time for me to sell this this property. And so I want to, so they'll contact us and say, hey, I want to sell this property. We'll have our agents talk to our investors and we'll find a buyer for them. And so what are the pros and the cons to doing that? So I would say, number one, there's just going to be more opportunity in the market for you, right? So you're not, like, turnkey providers are only going to have a certain amount of inventory. And when you're looking, when you broaden your scope and you have a buy box that includes properties that need to be rehabbed and need a lot of work, then your opportunity in the market opens up. Another pro is obviously that you're just going to get a better deal, right? So with a property that is needs work, that is struggling, let's just say one of our owner's residents has moved out and the property needs paint and carpet and needs some plumbing work or whatever the case is, then you are more than likely going to buy and have built in, like, you're going to be able to get equity in that house quicker than buying a turnkey property. So, right. So you're going to find a better deal potentially. Now you need to know what you're looking for. You need to know the true ARV. You need to understand the market a good bit. That's why working with somebody who's, if you're an out-of-state investor, working with somebody on the ground who knows the market very well, you need to be consulting with them and making sure that you fully understand this. I would definitely ask several people, like, just don't ask the person who's selling the property. Don't just take their word for it. we've seen that mistake happen a lot of times. You need to get some opinions to give you a better understanding of the deal to make sure it's a deal. Another thing is, you know, what I think is the positive is you're able to either, if you're placing the tenant yourself, you get to vet the tenant, you get to screen the tenant, and you can come up with your own, screening criteria, or you have done the research and found a property manager who you trust. Hopefully, if you're in Birmingham, that's us. But, you know, either way, you are interviewing these people, you're understanding their criteria, you feel comfortable with the fact that they know how to screen residents. Like, you would not want to trust somebody who places 10 residents a year or 20 residents a year or one resident a year. You want to trust somebody who has, you know, placed hundreds every year. So definitely think about that. And then, like I said, you know, just the potential, if you know the market and you know the areas you're buying in, Matthew and I did a podcast episode all about Eastlake. And so another positive is you could experience some really good appreciation if you're buying in an up and coming area, but that is going to depend on you knowing the area. So I was just thinking about Eastlake. Like, we laid out what the difference is in the areas of Eastlake. Like, where are the areas that are experiencing and seeing growing appreciation and numbers rising, rents rising, retail market is coming in there versus the areas of Eastlake, which are on the lower side of Eastlake, that on the northern side, which are just not experiencing that kind of growth. And so you need to know what areas you're buying into, because if you buy into the right areas, you could experience some great appreciation. But what are the cons of buying one of these houses that needs work? Well, we all know that when you're rehabbing a property, if you've ever rehabbed a property, we all know that there are going to be unexpected issues that come up, right? So unexpected issues that come up almost in every bigger rehab, this happens. And they're going to cost you, typically, they're going to cost you two things, time and money. So time is important because it's going to delay the time where you can have a resident in the house paying rent, which is how you, the only way you make money. And it's going to cost you more money because typically these things are maybe they didn't get seen through the inspection. And so you could have unexpected issues. Another con is just the stress and the pressure of rehabbing a property. If you're out of town and you're trying to handle this by yourself, there is a lot of stress. And again, a lot of trust you're going to have to build with vendors. You're going to have to come out here and check on these things. And then this just bleeds into the other con, which is managing a rehab crew. You know, so you just really need to understand, and maybe you can get a referral from some vendors that you've had friends use or colleagues use, acquaintances. But you definitely need to manage the rehab crew because that is the vital part of what is going on. Because the last thing you want is a resident, a tenant who moves in and all of a sudden has, you know, three things go wrong with a property. We know from experience that this is a major issue and sets the relationship off on the wrong foot. So from that point forward, they're always looking and always thinking about what is wrong with this property? And, you know, you are also wondering what else is going to go wrong. And you know, so it's not a great way to start the relationship. I was just, we did a video, maybe this was 2016 or 17, where I just showed what a move-in ready walkthrough look like. So this is the walkthrough that we do right before the tenant moves in. So we get a commitment, we get a lease signed, deposit paid, and then we say, you know, you've got to give us a certain amount of days before you can move in. So you can't sign a lease, give us a deposit, and move in the next day. We have to have a certain amount of days to go back through and walk through that property to make sure everything is working just like we know it should. And we could also, if something's going on, we can also take advantage of that time and get it fixed. So the video that I was recording was really hilarious because I was with one of our guys, our property managers back in the day named Wayne McGinnis. And Wayne and I were walking through the house. He was showing me all the things he checks, which are great. And one of the things was he turned on lights in a room and he walked over to turn on the fan and like these light bulbs blew up, not like blew up. Exploded, but like there was some type of short circuit in the lights and the lights all went out. And he said, this is why we do those walkthroughs is we've got to get this taken care of before this resident moves in, or else that would simply just be an opportunity for them to really get upset with us. And tenants who get started on the wrong foot with a property manager or a landlord, they typically do not stay long. And what you want to, how you make money in this business is keeping your vacancies down. You want to keep long-term tenants. And then I would just say, if you're considering buying a turnkey or a rehab, if you're thinking about the rehab, you really need to be crystal clear about your strengths and weaknesses. Like you need to understand what you're good at and what you're not good at, what you are willing to deal with, what you're not willing to deal with. So I would encourage you to write all of this down on a piece of paper. Like, are you detail oriented? Are you, can you have difficult conversations? Are you methodical? Can you grind? Like, are you okay if you live in town, the town where you're renting this property? Are you okay going out and showing the property over and over and over and over? Like this is something that takes time. So I hope that kind of gave you some things to think about just based on our experience. These are some of the things that we think investors, and we talk to investors about. We have a lot of investors who call us and even ask us about this. Should I buy this turnkey property or should I wait and try to buy something? It's maybe take me a little bit longer. So that is also the challenge. It's like people are so amped up to get into the real estate business that they, a lot of times they're just chomping at the bit. They want to buy these turnkey properties and they are not as patient as maybe they could be and waiting around for the right deal. So I think regardless, you need to wait around for the right deal. Make sure it's a good deal for you. If you're buying that turnkey property, look at the lease, know the terms, know the market, understand what you're buying. If you're buying the rehab, then really the same thing. You need to have that property checked out. You need to have estimates done. Somebody to walk through that house and make sure their estimates are spot on and that they see and get potentially everything possible that needs to be done for that property to be rent ready. All right. I hope that helped, guys and girls. Listen, we are back and we're going to have more episodes coming. So stay tuned for those. And if you are interested at all in our services, looking to buy properties in Birmingham, in any of those other markets I mentioned, again, go to our website, everness.co/pocket-listings. And we would love to hear from you. You can fill out the information. Somebody will be back in touch with you. So that's it. And we look forward to seeing you or having you join us on the next episode.